Por alto está el cielo en el mundo, por hondo que sea el mar profundo. No habrá una barrera en el mundo que este amor profundo no rompa por ti. Amor es el pan de la vida, por hondo que sea el mar profundo. No habrá una barrera en el mundo que este amor profundo no rompa por ti.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about our Just Got Back trip because we just got back from Cuba. And I'm not talking about just Doc Bill and I. I have sitting here with me M.A. Simonton, a Gainesville lady who also went along on the trip with us. And she's been sharing her highlights. And I've been able to get some highlights from Doc Bill, too, that don't include food, maybe one or two. But I know the food was your highlight, right, Doc Bill?
Food was a highlight. I mean, you know, Cuba reminds you almost a lot of Sapelo, you know, doesn't have quite the 11 million people. It doesn't have the rum, doesn't have the mojitos, and doesn't have the cigars.
Yeah,
but minus all that, you know, still an island that's, you know, pretty neat place to go to.
It's still an island, but yeah, Sapelo is great too if you don't want to make that trek all the way down to Cuba. But I think a lot of people do because it is the hot spot right now. So, Emmy, I want to ask you now, what about the food? Did you find, because I know we just mentioned that, you know, our last eating experience was one of our favorite ones, but what about some other restaurants?
There was a restaurant called the Atelier.
I think, yeah, Atelier.
We went there one evening, and it was just a magical evening up on a rooftop, perfect weather, stars were out. We had a lot of seafood that night. I had fish, and it was absolutely perfectly cooked, tasted great. The food that we had there, it seemed to all be fresh. The vegetables were all fresh.
Fresh seafood, too. I mean, most places had lobster.
Yes.
The Caribbean lobster, which was really great.
You know, it was. The seafood lobster was great. And again, I like, you know, as soon as you get to a place, you greet it with that drink, which is the mojito. You can have your beer, and you can have your bottled water, or you can have your wine. And that was a neat thing with most of the places. They've had that mojito ready to go, and there was that drink. And then you had your fresh vegetables, your salad. And then again, most of it was something from the sea or something from the land. But the sea stuff was really good, particularly the lobster or the fish, the mahi-mahi.
And the shrimp, too, was really good. Lots of garlic shrimp. But, you know, I want to point out that you're absolutely right, Doc Bill and MA, that we got those drinks as soon as we arrived. They were right there waiting for us. And those were usually mojitos. And you could get them with or without the rum. So if you're not a rum drinker or if you don't drink alcohol, no need to worry. You can still have that mojito experience and just not have the rum poured in, because they would actually come around and ask and have that bottle of rum right there ready to pour right into to your drink if you did want rum. So excellent, excellent. Okay, so food. Okay, what else? Because we had so many great restaurants. Any other restaurants that kind of stand out in your mind or any meals that stand out in your mind?
You know, the Habanero was a very good restaurant as well. That was a nice restaurant.
That was fantastic. Remember that one, MA? That was the one, the first night that had that we walked down the street and had that beautiful setting when we walked in. That restaurant was really, really, really nice.
Yes, it was. And it was decorated so nicely on the inside. And the architecture always extended into the buildings from the outside. You go in and the tiles and the courtyards were just amazing.
You're right. I mean, it really did set the atmosphere. And they're all called Paladars, right, Doc Bill?
Paladars, yeah. These are actually private restaurants. They're restaurants in which individuals actually own the restaurant. And because of that privatization, the restaurants, to me, are a bit higher quality than what you'd have in the state-run restaurants. There's more innovation there. And that there's more of an effort to bring a higher level of service.
You know, that's correct. And they are privately owned, which means that they're not government owned. And that's a pretty strong distinction that probably should be made, because so many places, hotels and other eating establishments are owned by the government. So these Paladars are actually in old homes that have been renovated to be restaurants, and they are privately owned, which really does speak a lot about the changes that are taking place in Cuba for them to actually have privately owned restaurants. And you're right, they're really good.
They're really good, and they're becoming more and more popular, and to a large extent, you know, you'll see their influence, I think, in the long run, outweighing that of the state-run restaurants.
I think they already are. I mean, if you really want a good meal, everyone tells you to go to the Paladars. Now, any other ones?
Well, the first restaurant we went to, the La California, that was the first Paladar we visited. And yeah. That had a really nice lobster. And again, it was a place we ate upstairs, and it was a great experience, again, with the mojitos greeting you, a variety of dishes. They do pork and they do beef. The beef is usually either it's usually sauteed and steamed and simmered in sauces, and which is very good. And a lot of pork dishes, whether it's the fried pork or the pork that's braised and slowly cut. Again, great dishes. And whatever they get from the sea, again, is good. You don't see that much chicken in a few places, but chicken's been kind of difficult. It's an expensive meat. We here in Gainesville, with the chicken capital, forget it. But many years in the United States here, chicken was very expensive until you had a mechanized system like the U.S. poultry business able to bring chicken to the masses at very low prices and good quality.
Well, here in Gainesville, we certainly understand that. But now, what do you think about, M.A., the restaurant Divino, the one where we had an opportunity to tour their organic garden? That was really fantastic.
It was fantastic. It was so interesting to see how they incorporated what they're growing into the meals that we had and go out and actually visit and learn about the plants mm-hmm. and the trees and... You know, the people in Cuba were so nice and courteous and always wanted to make you feel at home and make you feel a part of the restaurant. Whichever restaurant you were, they always wanted to do everything they could to make you feel comfortable there and welcome.
Well, you know, that is absolutely true. And the people just in general in Cuba, I think, are very warm. But I want to back up a little bit to the restaurant Divino. You did something very special there. You and your husband both, you and Fred. Would you like to share what you did?
There was a guy that had an alligator there, and he wanted us to hold the alligator. And Fred just jumped right in and was holding the alligator. And then all of a sudden, the guy took the muzzle off the alligator. It was a little bit scary then.
It was very scary, especially for those of us watching, because I think at first Fred did not realize that he had done that. So it was very interesting. We actually have that some pictures of that. With your permission, I may put one of those pictures on our Facebook and website pages there. But so many opportunities like that, though, to interact with the people, though. I mean, there were great opportunities for that. And Dr. Beal, I know you enjoyed visiting that farm because you got a chance to talk to some of the farmers.
Got some farmers. See what they're growing, and they're doing a lot of organic. And a lot of the organic they do in Cuba is out of necessity. They don't have much option. But again, the produce and stuff they grow is very good produce, taking advantage of what they have in that area and organic tricks to keep things growing well. The other thing about the restaurants is the art. The restaurants have a lot of art in them. And so when we visit restaurants, we try to make take pictures of the art in the background settings because the art is intertwined with the food. And again, most places have musicians, which are very, very skilled musicians, good, high quality, coming around and playing music and listening to it. If you like it, you can buy their CD as well, which is kind of neat.
Well, that was really a great part of it because it created part of that atmosphere to have the music playing there. And like you mentioned also, too, the art was great. Now, we didn't talk about our visit to the cigar factory, which was really one of my highlights, to go and actually see them making and rolling the cigars and just that whole process. It's quite a big business. And we'll have some photos of that on our website, too, because we've come down to the end of the segment again. I mean, time is like really, really rolling by. Now, Dr. Beal, you mentioned that Sapelo is one of those islands that you can go to if you don't want to make that trip all the way over to Cuba. So where can people find out some more information about the Sapelo Island birdhouses if they would like to do that and have some seafood down on the Georgia coast?
Well, we've got great shrimp and we've got great fish. And to find out, go to the sapelo islandbirdhouses.com website. Again, that's sapelo islandbirdhouses.com, or you can call phone number 912-223-6515 and find out more information. But check our website out and find out what's happening on beautiful Sapelo Island this summer. One of Georgia's most romantic places.
Yeah, Georgia Public Broadcasting has determined that it is one of the most romantic places to visit. So definitely check that out. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And again, I have Doc Beal sitting in with me and special guest M.A. Simonton. So you guys sit tight because we'll be back in a few minutes because we're going to talk a little bit more about Cuba. And we're also going to listen to an interview of one of the tour guides that I had an opportunity to talk with. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.